I'm looking at a picture of you here with a football and wearing your North End United top. You've come through in a very prestigious nomination here, Women in Sport. Tell us what's happened, Shirley.
I just got the call that I was kind of, my name was put forward. It's kind of, what I taken from it was to encourage women and girls to get back or to stay at sports. And I said I'd jump on it because I've seen it over the years. Too many girls have stopped, maybe to work commitments, family commitments, and don't get back at it. And young girls in particular, I find, are stopping. I think there's like maybe peer pressure that their friends have stopped and they stop.
Yeah.
I just be concerned and I want them to get back at it and stay at it. And no matter what age you are, you can always continue playing because it's not only good for our physical, but also our mental and social well-being, do you know?
Yeah, and Shirley, what age group are the girls normally dropping out from sport at? And you're talking about all sport. It could be camogie, could be football,
soccer. Yes.
Yeah, so soccer.
I find that teenage years, do you know? And I think there's a pressure for teenagers in today, like with so much stresses and anxieties regarding their looks, how well they're doing at school. But sports is it's absolutely crucial to being happy and content in your life. It's not just about feeling better and healthier, like physically, but also about confidence and mental well-being. You feel, well, I would feel so much more supported, happier, less lonely, less depressed, and more empowered.
Right. And I mean, now Sport Ireland have asked you, do you now become an ambassador for Sport Ireland? What does it mean?
I'm not actually sure. I know the article went up, and I think they've just done a couple of different interviews with different women.
You're right.
So, Alan, the calls I got yesterday and the text was just, it was blowing me away. Right. One in particular, one teenage girl has sent me a really beautiful text about, after reading my article, she's going through a really tough time right now.
Right.
That she said, I'm reading yours and I'm looking what you've been through and you're still playing. And it's given her, while reading that, she said, I actually went, I can get through this now and I'm going to continue. She was actually in thoughts about giving up herself.
Right.
So I'm just reading that article. Look at whether it's an award, whether it's anything. To me, I'm a winner. To get that young girl to text me that, to look at, we're all winners, Alan, aren't we?
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I mean, you have been through a very difficult journey. I mean, you've had a lot of loss in recent times, haven't you, Shirley?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Been tough. And I suppose the COVID on top of it. Well, come back 2 years ago, like we got word that my mum had breast cancer. She had a mastectomy. Within 2 or 3 days, we were told my dad had cancer of the bladder. He fought a really tough battle. And just before that, then in November, we lost my brother Shane, who I missed early, to suicide. And I suppose Shane, the connection I would have had with Shane is through sports. He lived for North End, coaching, playing for, but he stopped playing there. But he'd coached so many teams. I think I coach all the schoolgirls teams in North End for the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But losing someone to suicide and that, I would advocate that sports is great for mental health, but shame is involved there. And it goes to show you, Alan, nobody knows.
Yeah.
But I know what got me through the grieving process, I suppose as well with the COVID and stuff, is to get out walking now. Even I get a ball, I go to the side of the house with a wall, kick the ball there. It kind of helps, you know. And then my dad passed in March. He lost his battle to cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as I said, sports is so important. Let it be football, camogie.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe coaches have a massive impact on people. Over the years I have, like Mikey Shields, there was a coach I had, and he gave me the sense that he believed in me. I'm not a confident person in myself. But when you get someone that you know is giving you that sense, God, he believes I can do this.
Yeah.
I get out on that pitch and I run, whether I'm 49 or whether I'm the person next to me could be 16. If she's running fast, I'm going to catch up on her. If she's doing 2 sprints, I'm doing 3.
And Shirley, you're playing with North End. You've played daily.
No, I actually coach.
You coach North End.
I play with Wexford Bows at the minute. Sorry, Alan. It's just because there's no women's team there at the minute.
Right. Okay. Are you still playing football with Clonard Ladies? Yeah?
Yeah, I played junior this year, yeah.
Okay, and Camogie with the Fife Harriers, and you talked about our mutual friend Mikey Gobby, good to him, yeah? So, and he was your inspiration, yeah?
He would have been. When I went to Camogie, like, Kim Walker asked me one time, Shirley, come out and play hurling. I went, go away, Kim. I said, I don't play hurling. I love the soccer and football.
Yeah.
For sure, I went out that year, and they put me in full forward. Shirley ball to come in, I scored by kicking it in.
Yeah.
I can hear Mikey shouting at me, use your heart. I drive the ball with me foot, you know.
Yeah.
But it's what I come away with. I come away off that pitch feeling empowered and like I've done something worthy, you know.
Right.
So coaching, I want to give that back. And no matter what age you are, it's just a number. Please, dust off them boots. Get back out there. Yeah. It's never too late and you're never too old. And you know something? There's all different levels. The support, it's like in a second family. The support on and off the pitch. And you meet so many friends.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And I mean, you're working with Wexford Women's Refuge, so you really are involved in the community 100%, Shirley.
Oh, yeah, work there. But yeah, I do. I do my best. I just like to ask if there's any in the community. I think it's all about giving back.
Yeah.
Do you know? And especially when I know what I got from it. So I've been involved in the community. And just, if you can help out, get involved. You know, and I know people say that they can't find the time, and not, you will find the time, and you get that good sense you've done something good, and you're helping someone, you will find the time, you know.
Well, you're a fantastic ambassador for Sports Ireland, and yesterday we had another very passionate man on the programme this time, Davy Fitzgerald, who talked about the importance of staying active and doing a bit of sport, and at the moment it's impossible to do group training, but you can, as you say, go out and kick a ball against the wall or do a little bit of running or cycling or something. You made a very valid point there today, Shirley.
Oh, yeah. It is, like that. I find to be honest with you, hand on my heart, I am struggling the last couple of weeks. Because I'm involved in so many clubs and playing and training and coaching, I am missing it, and I am kind of self-aware that it's a little bit of a struggle, but I know we're all in this together. So I said, I get out and walk, and then, like, every second day now I run 5 kilometres. Do you know, it's same with the son, I get him out, say, come on, get the herds and we go up on the green up there or the football. You have to get out, and I know it's tough for everyone, but it's a case of everyone needs to remember we're all in this together, and we will get through this, and it will pass.
Congrats, Shirley. You're a tonic. I see you're after cheering up the county. It's great to hear somebody so positive this morning. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan.
She surely is a tonic, isn't she? Shirley Roach, well done to you, Shirley. Heading towards the 50 mark, still playing football and still enjoying it as much as ever. Well done.